Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbach. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me back.
I know I say this almost every week, but we are learning again, folks. Fantastic stuff, Doug.
Very good stuff. I love it. This is I was looking forward to doing these segments
because
this is some really good, with some great material. I've spent a lot of time on this. I know this topic very well. Mm-hmm. And I've run the numbers personally.
Teaching, man. This is great.
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely believe in this stuff that I'm teaching.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage, broadcasting to Cornerstone Mortgage Studios.
Looking good.
Here at FM News Talk 97.1. We were talking about the 11 reasons to carry a big, long mortgage. Mm-hmm. We covered 1 through 6, and now
Correct.
We're going to jump on
number 7.
Reason number 7. So mortgages allow you to sell without selling.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah, please.
Self-explanatory, right?
No.
All right, so here's the deal. You could, you know, if you want to get the equity out of your house, what's one way to do it? You could sell your house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you could put your house up for sale, and that's why a lot of people do sell, is that they want to get the equity out. Well, what's another way to be able to sell your house? Another way to sell your house is you take a cash out refinance on your mortgage to get the equity out. Okay.
Based on without comparables.
It's just a cash out refinance mortgage. Okay. You can access that equity, and it's just like selling. Okay, what would you have done with the equity that you would have gotten out when you sold?
Okay, got it.
Now, if it was to use as a down payment on the next house, this is if you don't really want to have to sell.
Stupid question, though. What if you're under? Can you still?
No, if you're underwater, there is no equity to get out, and you're not going to get any equity when you sell either.
Okay.
So it's a... 6 of 1, 1/2 of the other. If you sell a house when you're underwater, you have to come to the table with money.
Sure.
But I'll tell you.
What if the home values are higher in the area? Could he get an appraisal on his home?
Yeah. So you
to offset that.
It's hard to always take equity out up to 100% of the appraised value. That's probably not going to happen. But you can take cash out up to a certain percent of the appraised value. 80. Some programs at 85, and I'm doing a VA loan right now. VA, you can actually cash out up to 90% of your home's value.
Okay.
So VA is very lenient with that. And I actually am doing a VA loan for somebody right now. They're cashing out because they had $35,000 in credit card debt.
Yikes.
At high interest rates.
I was bad, yeah.
Yeah, right. They're going to take out a VA loan in the mid-3s, okay, that is tax deductible, and then pay off all those high interest credit card debts. So, anyway, that's reason number 7 was that it's like selling without actually having to sell your house. Now, if you want to sell your house, that's a totally different story.
Right.
Okay.
So number 8 and 9 is all combined into one.
Yeah, 8 and 9 are together. So mortgages allow you to invest more money and to invest it more quickly. Mortgages allow you to create more wealth than you otherwise would.
Okay,
so that's reason number 8 and 9 together.
Okay.
Allows you to invest more money and invest it more quickly and create more wealth than you otherwise would. So let me tell you guys what that means.
Okay.
So here's what I want you to think of is everything in life is 100% borrowed.
Okay.
So you're either paying interest on money that you borrowed or you're giving up interest on what you would have earned, right? So if you have, let's say you sell one house and you're going to buy another house and you have $100,000 in equity that somebody's going to, and their normal thing is to sink it into the next house. It's like it's basically like letting your winnings ride in a blackjack game sort of the effect that they're doing. But that $100,000 they would put down, is that the best place to put it? Becomes a question. So if you're trying to get to your retirement goals more quickly, you're probably going to earn a higher rate of return on your investment than what you're paying in interest.
All right.
Okay. So they call it arbitrage. Okay. Arbitrage is when you borrow money at one rate, you invest it at a higher rate, and you keep that difference. It's exactly what banks do every single day.
Okay.
They'll borrow at the federal funds rate,
yeah, right,
loan it out at prime rate, and they keep that difference how they make their money. Well, you know, banks will do that every day, but they aren't going to tell you to do what they do. They're going to tell you to do what they say.
I understand.
Sure. And that's how our society is. That people's thinking is sometimes swapped. Now, what I'm not encouraging people to do is to use the equity in their home to go on vacation or use the equity in their home to go blow it on something silly or have a lavish lifestyle.
I understand.
Use the equity home for that. But if you can truly trade out the equity in your home to put into an investment and earn extra money on it, that's a wise investment. Okay, that's that can be a really, really good use of money to do it that way.
Understood.
All right, so let's keep moving here. Let's get on to
number 10.
Reason number 10 on the 11 mm-hmm. reasons to carry a big long mortgage. So reason number 10, mortgages give you greater liquidity and flexibility. Okay, a mortgage gives you greater liquidity and flexibility. And here's what I mean by that. I mean, does that make any sense
kind
to you
guys
on the surface?
Kind of.
Okay. Tim, you mentioned earlier that mm-hmm. you know somebody took out a shorter-term mortgage,
mm-hmm.
oh, or yeah. your mm-hmm. parents talked about putting extra money toward the mortgage
mm-hmm. right.
so that they can avoid that interest.
Sure.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen people that they double up on their mortgage payments okay, so that they can pay it off faster, and then what happens? They lose their job.
And then you're in trouble.
You're in big trouble because is that lender mm-hmm. going to give you your money back that you paid down?
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not. So do you have any flexibility? You don't have a job, you can't go get a loan now.
Correct.
You can't get to the money when you want it.
Mm.
Okay. Do you have any liquidity? Probably not, because you just gave your liquidity away to the bank. You just paid it down on your mortgage.
Got
so
it.
Most of the financial crisis that I see for people is lack of liquidity. They do not leave themselves in a liquid enough position.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even like a 401k, okay, like I knew somebody that he sunk all of his money into his 401k, but he didn't have any liquid investments.
Mm.
So what did he have to do? When he wanted to access that money, he had to quit his job. He had to quit his job to get to the money, because without a crisis event, without a major hardship, you can't just take the money out while you still live there. You can borrow some of it, but you can't borrow all of it. So for him to actually cash out, he had to quit his job to do it. Talk about the tail wagging the dog. It's crazy.
Absolutely, sure.
So this is where... And that's very similar to paying the extra money down on your mortgage. You can't get it back. So you better be in a career.
You better know
that's
you're going to be
extremely stable.
Sure.
Okay, it better be extremely stable at that point.
Which is very rare these days.
Right. So if you could separate that money off and put it into an investment
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that could be liquid, that you could cash out if you needed to, then that could be very wise. That gives you more flexibility and you could keep more liquidity. Okay, and I definitely encourage people to keep a bigger reserve fund than I think what probably the average person would encourage.
Yes.
Just because I see when you don't have that reserve fund, that's when the car breaks down and that $1,200
mm-hmm.
repair bill, now all of a sudden they're putting it on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, why put it on a credit card if you can keep enough money in reserve where you can actually pay it when you need to? And mm-hmm. a home equity line of credit can be a really good source for that,
right,
too.
Right,
when you need it as a backup. Okay. So let's keep moving here. So we've gone through the top 10 reasons. Now, reason number 11 on the 11 great reasons to carry a big long mortgage, you'll never get rid of monthly payments no matter how hard you try. Okay?
That's kind of depressing.
Yeah,
it is a little depressing. So,
what?
When you pay off, the goal is to pay off your house, right? So, if that's your traditional goal, why would somebody really want to pay off their house?
Mm hmm.
Why would they want to do it? Like, what's the traditional advice on why someone would want to pay off their house?
Well, just so they...
you don't have a payment anymore,
right? You don't have... Right.
But what payment do you still have? You still have a tax and insurance bill.
Right.
Even if you don't have a mortgage, you're still paying taxes and insurance.
Right.
So a lot of people think, okay, man, if I could pay cash for a house, then I could afford $1 million home. Well, then you're paying...
Right.
You know, you're paying $12,000 a year in taxes and, mm-hmm. you know, probably... $3,000 or $4,000 a year in insurance
mm-hmm.
is still a pretty darn big payment.
Right, it is.
So you really can't afford that big house necessarily with that. So you're never going to get rid of your monthly payment as long mm-hmm. as you have a house. Okay, if you live in one you rent, you definitely have a monthly payment there. If you live mm-hmm. in one you own, you still have a payment.
Right, whether it's maintenance whatever's going on.
Well, it may be a once a year payment with mm-hmm. taxes or once a year with insurance, but you still have to kind of budget it on a monthly basis.
Right.
So. You're never going to get rid of your mortgage payment, no matter how hard you try.
It just shows up differently.
It does show up differently, mm-hmm. and we can think of it as depressing, but we just have to know that we have to keep enough income.
You have to plan for it.
Yeah, you just have to plan for it. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is, that whether it's in the end Social Security income that's going to pay for it or pension, like when you're retired,
mm-hmm.
one way or another, you're still making a payment. Your parents probably don't have much of a mortgage, Tammy, at their age, but they...
They do, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they lost on the last investment that they had purchased.
They probably sold at the wrong time.
Correct.
Right. They couldn't stick it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and here's one of the things I learned, too, is that when the market crashed, I learned a lot by watching some of the things that went on out there. And if I actually, if I had to all do over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've told my story many times on the air that I actually had to short sell my house because mm-hmm. I went through a divorce with my first wife right when the market crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was forced to sell and ended up having to do a short sale.
Right.
Well, I was in a much better position because of that than if I would have had a whole bunch of equity.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Because who took the big loss on the house? The bank did,
mm-hmm.
not me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it hit my credit for a little while, but I was able to recover from it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I would have had a whole bunch of equity in the house, I would have had to absorb that whole loss. So it's better, in that instance, to have a big long mortgage.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I didn't necessarily need a bunch of equity from paying down the loan. And you know, once home prices are coming up, then you're going to get equity anyway. So
right.
If you want to see some of the graphics we talked about, visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. And you'll be able to see the things we're talking about on how this equity actually builds faster,
mm-hmm.
you know, by actually watching the appreciation instead of paying your mortgage down.
Right. Well, Rick also wrote a book called The Truth About Money.
Right.
And that's where a lot of this came from. So again,
Rick Edelman.
Right. Rick Edelman, The Truth About Money. You guys can check that book out.
Absolutely. It's a very good one. I'll have a blog post that'll mm-hmm. show these different points too. And you can re-listen to this too if you want to hear some of the points. And if you want to discuss some of them with me personally, we're going to get some heated debate about this, I'm sure, because this is very contrary to what a lot of people advise. And I'll just say that paying off a mortgage came from its Depression-era thinking, because what happened back mm-hmm. in the Great Depression is when all these banks started going belly up.
Well, they fell apart, right.
Well, they had a clause in the notes back then where they could call your mortgage due
mm-hmm.
at any time. Okay. That clause doesn't exist anymore. But back then, that's when it got instilled.
Right.
You get rid of that mortgage, and they have a big mortgage burning party. Whenever the mortgage is paid off, the whole neighborhood would get together and celebrate
right.
it. The house is paid off. Well, banks can't do that anymore. They can't just call your note due.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different era of thinking, but it's still based on something that came
from
came
our
from
parents,
back then.
Parents.
Right. Yeah, it's been passed down mm-hmm. for several generations, and it doesn't even exist anymore.
Right. 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 I get it. All right. So Cornerstone Mortgage, give you a holler there. What's the number again?
Best number to reach me, 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G. So coming up, we're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios, and we have two things coming up. One is our zip code report. We're going to tell you zip codes in St. Louis are the hottest zip codes. And also, I want to answer a listener question of how intense do I really have to be with my budget? All that and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.